Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs that I just love. Some I've played before, some will be new. We're going to start off with a song that I ended last week's show with, didn't get to finish. It's one of the great country classics of all time, 1962. It's called Wolverton Mountain. It's by Claude King. And Wolverton Mountain was a real place, and Clifton Clowers is a real guy. So this song has some reality to it. Clifton Clowers lives in Wolverton Mountain in Arkansas, and Claude King helped write this song, and it was his first big hit, really launched his career. It was a very popular song, top of the country charts, high on the pop charts, and really quite a story. So this is Wolverton Mountain by Clifton Clowers.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. 'Cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers, if a stranger should enter there, all of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers, if a stranger should wander there. I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers, if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers.
That was Wolverton Mountain by Claude King. There's a phenomena in the radio game with songs. They're called crossover hits. These are songs that are very popular in one genre, like the country music chart, and then cross over to the pop chart, or maybe to jazz or something. And not a lot of songs do that. Most songs stay pretty much in their genre. And Wolverton Mountain was a crossover hit. Went over to the pop charts, and it was number one in the country charts and number three in the pop charts. The next song is from 1970 by Lynn Anderson. It's called Rose Garden, or I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Another big crossover hit. Became very popular, number one on the country charts for Lynn Anderson, and then it crossed over and became very popular on the pop charts. It also was very popular overseas, English-speaking countries, and Norway. Went to number one in Norway. But truly a great start. This is I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, and I wish I had been taught this better when I was young, because my rose garden blew up a few times, and each time I was kind of shocked. And if I'd known from the beginning, if Linda Anderson had spoken to me early enough, I guess I just wasn't listening. Anyway, this is Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give, so live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap, still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
That was Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson from 1970. The next song is by the man in black, Johnny Cash. Many of you know of Johnny Cash and have heard his songs and know that he was married to June Carter. June Carter's from the Carter family, the Carter Fold over in Hillsville, Virginia, is part of that family tradition. And Johnny Cash used to show up there. Future son-in-law went there one time, and sure enough, Johnny Cash showed up and sang all evening. Well, this is a song I haven't played before. It's called There Ain't No Good Chain Gang. And there ain't. I bet that's true. Johnny Cash, this was on his 57th album. Gives you some idea of how prolific he was. And it was one of his first collaborations with Waylon Jennings. So he and Waylon Jennings together sang this song, There Ain't No Good Chain Gang. And they went on to do a lot of things together. This was the beginning of their joint partnership. So, There Ain't No Good Chain Gang by Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings.
Bet it ain't raining back home. Bet your sister's still on the phone. Bet mama's in the kitchen cooking fried chicken, wishing that I hadn't done wrong. Mama, don't you worry about it none, though. Everything's gonna be all right, mama. They're teaching us a lot of new things in here, mama. Things like, there ain't no good in an evil-hearted world. have to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. Papa's reading yesterday's May, wishing that the hay was all bale. Well, I bet he's wishing we could go fishing, and here I am laying in jail. Well, Papa, don't you worry about it none now. Everything's gonna be all right, Papa. They're teaching us a lesson today. We're learning pretty well, too. We've already learned a whole lot of stuff already. Things like, there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. Go riding hot chicks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse James. And you don't go riding hot chicks.
That was Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings singing "There Ain't No Good Chain Gang," and this is Harry Baio on Wombats and Music. This show comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and I look forward each week to finding these songs and picking them out. I'm always looking for new songs, and every week I find a few, and here comes one. This is a new one. This is called The Bayou Boys. It's by Eddie Raven. He recorded this song back in 1989. Often I'll tell you about a song, and a bunch of songs I played recently were the first hits, the very first song that some new star can. This was Eddie Raven's sixth and final number one country hit. This was near the end of his career as a top country singer. So this is called The Bayou Boys, and it's got a Cajun sort of feel to it, and I get a kick out of it.
Parked out in the cane. Ever since the first time, I ain't ever been the same. I gave up on baseball and I threw down my glove. I discovered girls and I got into love. Me and my friend Albo, he's the one who had the car. We made all the dances, we made all the bars. Told each other secrets and we wore each other's clothes. One night I stole his woman. I wonder if he knows. Sleep all day, we'd run all night, chasing the latest cause we knew the might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Dangerous with those dark, seductive eyes. She had me saying, maybe, babe, before I realized. She loved me so deeply and I tried to hold on. But changing don't come easy when you've been this way so long. Sleep all day, we'd run all night, body mind. We raised a lot of hell, made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou boys. Sleep all day, run all night, chasing the latest cause we knew they might. We raised a lot of hell, made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou boys.
That was Eddie Raven and the Bayou Boys. Now, as you may recall if you listen to this show, I love sudden changes of pace. So here comes a dilly. We've had some country music, three in a row, and now we're going over to, I don't even know what to call it, modern, I guess. This is Imogen, Imogen, I-M-O-G-E-N. Maybe she pronounces it Imogene. Imogen Heap, and she makes her own music. Strange music. This one's called Hide and Seek. It's really just her voice, but she uses a synthesizer and records it over and over. Sort of an a cappella thing. I think the synthesizer also throws in some notes and things, but most of the sound you're hearing is Imogene Heap's voice recorded and overdubbed, and it's one of the more interesting songs that I've heard in a long time. I get a big kick out of it, and it doesn't really fit any genre, I don't think. It's its own genre. So here we are with Hide and Seek from 2005 by Imogen Heap.
Where are we? What the hell is going on? The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin me round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when streets amiss with people would stop to hold their heads heavy. Hide and seek. Sewing machines all those years, they were here first. Oily marks appear on walls where pleasure moments hung before the takeover, the sweeping insensitivity of this still life. Mm-hmm.
what you say. Oh, that you only meant well, well, 'cause you did, what you say. That it's all for the best, 'cause it is, what you say. That it's just what we need, you decided this, what you say. Did she say?
Rinse and notes keep falling out your mouth. Mid-sweet talk news, people are gods. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit, you don't care a bit. Rinse and notes keep falling out your mouth. Mid-sweet talk news, people are gods. Speak no feeling, no.
That was Hide and Seek by Imogene Heap. Keeping in the tradition of playing things that are non sequiturs, the next song is by Judy Collins. It's from her album 1976 called Bread and Roses. This is the title song. It's based on a poem written in 1911 about a strike. In other words, it's one of those songs about the poor and undertrodden people trying to get their way back, and all they really want is bread and roses. So Judy Collins and others, somebody converted this to a song, and the poem, as I said, from 1911, so quite a while back. But she put it to a song and had a whole album, and this is it.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, amid that a sudden sun discloses, for the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we battle too for men, for they are women's children, and we mother them again. From birth until life closes, hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead go crying. But we fight for roses too.
All right.
That was Bread and Roses by Judy Collins, and a powerful song. Earlier I played a song with Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings. Here's a song by Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Blues Band. Waylon Jennings said this was the band he'd always wanted to have all his life. This was in his last concert. Waylon Jennings was ill and died in 2002. But it's a great song. It's called It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion. And I've played it before on this show. I get a kick out of this song. I think it's just a lot of fun. And I think you'll get a kick out of it too. So here we go with It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion. Oh, and I forgot to mention, the song was written by Shel Silverstein. And oddly enough, I've met Shel Silverstein very briefly and heard him sing. He wrote a lot of children's songs. He did a lot of cartoons. Quite a versatile man. And this was one of his songs. The guy's crazy. And so this is the perfect song for him to write. Anyway, this is Waylon Jennings singing It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion.
Wonderful.
It's the world's gone crazy cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. The side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Johnny come lately, he's coming.
It's the world's gone crazy cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Preachers on TV begging for money, selling the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to see heaven, but nobody's willing to die.
The meek ain't inherited nothing. The leaders are falling behind. So I'm singing my songs to the deaf men, and I'm dancing my dance to the blind.
It's the world's gone crazy cotillion. Ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
And the world's gone crazy.
It's the world's gone crazy cotillion.
And the ladies are dancing.
Ladies are dancing alone.
Two, three, one, two, three.
It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion, sung by Waylon Jennings, written by Shel Silverstein. and a trip. So now that from insanity and chaos, kind of, we're going to move over to something positive and normal, I guess. This is Kathy Mattea singing Asking Us to Dance. And it's just a positive song about the world is asking us to dance. And Kathy Mattea, who's one of my favorite singers, sings it for us. And I wish, it's sort of in keeping with the way I close the show about to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Well, this is the other side of that. This is that the world is celebrating us. That's how I read it.
There's a full moon up and rising, and there's a whisper of a breeze blowing through the tangled silver hanging from the cypress trees. There's a river made of moonlight flowing clear across the lake, and there's a million stars just waiting to fall for any wish we make. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it is all that often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment, be victims of sweet circumstance? Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance. There'll be time enough tomorrow to get back to our daily bread, but there's something about this evening that's put this notion in my head that heaven and the earth are meeting tonight upon this very spot. And all the things on earth worth having, the things that we've already got. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it isn't very often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment, be victims of sweet circumstance? Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance. Thank you.
That was Kathy Mattea singing, Asking Us to Dance. And you're listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music, coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. We're here in the hills of the southwestern tip of Virginia, 100 miles west of Roanoke. There's a t-shirt, I have one, it says, Virginia doesn't end at Roanoke. A lot of people don't know that there's a lot more Virginia after you get to Roanoke in the far western part, so they think it's kind of the end. But it goes on. Abingdon's pretty far, and then Hilton's, Virginia, where the Carter Fold is another 30, 40 miles to our west. So we're way out here. Anyway, this is WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, right outside of Abingdon, about 10 miles out. And this show comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. The next song is one I picked up. I ran across a VHS tape. When I go to garage sales, if they have any VHS tapes, I look at them, and if anything interests me, I buy it. So I'm a science fiction fan, and here was one called Space Truckers. I thought this ought to be interesting. It turns out that the story is about a guy who's kind of a long-haul trucker, but he's in a spaceship. And what he does is he's all alone in this great big spaceship, and he's towing what looks like a train, you know, probably 500 carts. He's towing them with a spaceship out across space, headed to Mars or somewhere like that. He's a space trucker. And just like our truckers on 81 here, he's driving along alone. And he has this song playing in the background. And the song is Highway Junkie. It's a trucker song. And so I love the song. I said, I got to get that song for my show. So I tracked it down. It took a little effort, I can tell you. It was not a well-known song. Anyway, it's by Chris Knight. Chris Knight's a songwriter and very popular. Written a lot of songs for other people. But this one he wrote for himself and recorded. His songs were so popular in Texas, he was made an honorary Texan. All that's not exactly relevant to the song. Anyway, this is called Highway Junkie, and it's definitely a trucker song, and in this case, it was a space trucker, but it could be any trucker.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I keep on moving, keep on moving on down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I was 10 miles out of Nashville, doing about 91. State boy pulled me over, he said, where's the fire, son? That fire, son. I said, man, there ain't no fire. I'm just running from a flame. Go on and write your ticket, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie. Roger Miller grabbed the phone. He said, dang me, drive. drives them 18 wheeler, boy, you're the king of the road. You're the king of the road. And those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of your mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I'm a highway junkie, Lord, I need that old white line.
Highway Junkie by Chris Knight. What a trip. I like to throw things in to change the pace. And I won't spend a long time introducing this. I have on occasion. But one of my hobbies is singing. And one kind of music I sing is called Sacred Harp, H-A-R-P. It's from a book called The Sacred Harp Book. And it's shape note singing, fa sol la. And some nights when I'm in the mood, I give little lectures on my radio show about shape note singing and demonstrate it and stuff. I'll let you skip that tonight. We're going to go right into the song. It's called Idumea, or in the southern vernacular, Idumi. The guy who taught me Sacred Harp, he called it Idumi. And this is by the Sacred Harp Singers, a group. And they start off by singing the names of the notes, fa, sol, la. And since each of the four parts, there are four parts in Sacred Harp, is singing different notes at times, they're singing different words, which gives you sort of a strange juxtaposition of people singing different words together at the same time. And then they go into the song and they sing the words, they all sing the same verses. So this is called Idumea, and it's a very well-known sacred harp song. The strange sounds at the beginning are kind of tuning. The first thing that happens is the leader gives a note, and the other people find their notes, and then they launch into the shapes, and then they launch into the song.
Oh,
So that was I Do May, a Sacred Harp song. Good people, if you stayed with me and still are tuned in, thank you. I know that the Sacred Harp is not everyone's cup of tea. And it's not really designed, or I should say, it's not much of an audience thing. It's mainly a participant thing. If you go to a Sacred Harp singing, and I went to the National Convention one year in Birmingham, there were probably over 100, maybe 200 people singing. And I don't think there are more than 25 or 30 people listening. It was mostly singers. So it's not always the greatest thing to listen to, but to be in the group is a trip. But you got through that, so congratulations. And for your award, I'm going to give you another one of my favorite songs. This is Bette Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Kim Carnes is a well-known singer. She has what they call a raspy voice. That's what the article here says. And she's known as the female Rod Stewart. She was originally with the New Christie Minstrels, as were a number of famous people. Let's see, Kenny Rogers is with the New Christie Minstrels. Anyway, this is one of her hits. It's called Bette Davis Eyes. And I once knew someone who I thought had Bette Davis Eyes. So that was kind of neat. After all, I mean, I don't even know what it means, but Kim Carnes does.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Never cold. She's got Bette Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Bette Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's got Bette Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. She'll lay you on the throne. She got Bette Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Bette Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you off your feet with the crumbs. She throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Bette Davis eyes. She'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Bette Davis eyes. She's got Bette Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows you. She's got Bette.
was Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. And I think the music's been a little too serious for a few songs. I'm going to lighten it up. This is a song that makes me laugh. It's called Chicken Truck. It's by John Anderson from 1981. And it's about a guy who's driving along and gets stuck behind a truck full of chickens. And this is his story.
Chicken truck from Georgia, and the feathers was flying like snow out of the sky. I couldn't get up the speed enough to pass him, and the funny smell was getting close to me, and something keeps on messing up my windshield. Gets to see, I say. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it's just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Oh, well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Tennessee. He had a box of Colonel Sanders on his dashboard. When he was eating fried chicken and a throwing the bones on me. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. The hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65, yeah.
That was Chicken Truck by John Anderson. I saw John Anderson perform live about 3 years ago at a local country fair, and quite a show he puts on. I don't think he sang Chicken Truck, but he's a great singer. We're getting near the end of the show, and I'm going to close out with just a taste of one of my favorite songs. It's Cotton Eye Joe. I must have four or five versions of Cotton Eye Joe, so this is one of them, and I'll probably start next week's show with the same thing because we'll just be playing a little bit of it.
She remember a long time ago, her daddy had a man he called the Cotton Eye Joe. Flew into town on a traveling show, and nobody danced like the Cotton Eye Joe. Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Mama's at the window, Mama's at the door, she can't see.
So that's Cotton Eye Joe. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7 in Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to wish you all a good week and hope you'll continue to do what I think we should all be doing all the time, or almost all the time, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.